When you arise in the morning, think of what a precious privilege it is to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love. The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. Therefore, guard accordingly and take care that you entertain no notions unsuitable to virtue and reasonable nature. Never let the future disturb you. You will meet it, if you have to, with the same weapons of reason which today arm you against the present. The best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury. The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts. That which is not good for the beehive cannot be good for the bees. Nothing happens to any man that he is not formed by nature to bear. Loss is nothing else but change, and change is nature's delight. Time is a sort of river of passing events, and strong is its current. No sooner is a thing brought to sight than it is swept by, and another takes its place, and this too will be swept away. Each day provides its own gifts. Give yourself a gift, the present moment. Look back over the past with its changing empires that rose and fell, and you can foresee the future too. Everything that happens, happens as it should. And if you observe carefully, you will find this to be so. Observe constantly that all things take place by change, and accustom thyself to consider that the nature of the universe loves nothing so much as to change the things which are, and to make new things like them. Tomorrow is nothing. Today is too late. The good lived yesterday. A noble man compares and estimates himself by an idea which is higher than himself, and a mean man by one lower than himself. The one produces aspiration, the other ambition, which is the way in which a vulgar man aspires. Natural ability without education has more often raised a man to glory and virtue than education without natural ability. We ought to do good to others as simply as a horse runs, or a bee makes honey, or a vine bears grapes, season after season, without thinking of the grapes it has borne. Because a thing seems difficult for you, do not think it impossible for anyone to accomplish. We are too much accustomed to attribute to a single cause that which is the product of several, and the majority of our controversies come from that. Anything in any way beautiful derives its beauty from itself and asks nothing beyond itself. Praise is no part of it, for nothing is made worse or better by praise. Forward, as occasion offers. Never look round to see whether any shall note it. Be satisfied with success in even the smallest matter, and think that even such a result is no trifle. The universal order and the personal order are nothing but different expressions and manifestations of a common underlying principle. Everything that exists is in a manner the seed of that which will be. Whatever the universal nature assigns to any man, at any time, is for the good of that man at that time. Perhaps there are none more lazy or more truly ignorant than your everlasting readers.